Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. The Almighty God shall promote your destiny. Favor of God shall envelope your life. The hand of the Almighty shall do wonders upon your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you appear today, the mercy of God will appear there. The yoke of darkness upon your life shall be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every verdict of darkness against your destiny, I command that verdict to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you are welcome to the 15th day of the month of February year 2021. Welcome to this prophetic broadcast. Welcome to the wonders of God. I pray that God will do great work in your life. He will do strange work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every decision of darkness against you shall be cancelled by the blood of Jesus Christ. As you wake up this morning, you wake up into God's power. Every negative dream you have had, I command dream not to see that light of the day. I destroy the power of that dream. I command the dream to be wasted. I paralyze the activity of that dream in the name of Jesus Christ. Powers assigned to oppress you in the dream, I command that power to be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. As from today, God of wonders, we give you victory constantly in the dream and victory constantly in the physical in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, you are welcome to this prophetic decree program. We thank God for what God has been doing. We thank God for what God will do. We thank God for a message of God upon our lives. We pray that God will do wonders and wonders upon our lives in Jesus' name. Beloved, I was talking about the plantation of household wickedness. The plantation of household wickedness. And I was taking them one by one, especially the major ones, so that you can pray and destroy them. I pray that God will fight our battle as we pray. We will not pray in vain in the name of Jesus Christ. So the first one I said, it was a plantation of non-achievement. Plantation of the tree of non-achievement. Plantation of non-achievement. That is the tree of non-achievement. This tree has been successfully planted to the lives of many, many people. And they have been growing and has become a problem. We discuss about that one. And we discuss about the tree of limitation. Today we are going to talk about the tree of infirmity. The tree of infirmity. Infirmity is more than just ordinary sickness. Infirmity is more than just ordinary disease. Infirmity is a spirit. Infirmity is a spirit. It's a spirit that just, when it's planted into someone and it's growing in that life, it makes life miserable, makes life sick, makes life terribly weak. It makes life incapable of doing what that life should do. It weakens all the systems of life. Infirmity is a program disease from the wicked world. Infirmity is a program fatigue, is program wickedness that we need to deal with. If there is infirmity in the life of someone, if that thing is not broken, it can make that fellow not to fulfill his destiny. Because when everybody is strong, it will be weak. It will be seriously weak just because of this infirmity. Today, I command the tree of infirmity inside your life, inside your blood, to be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you this tree of infirmity, power that makes life miserable, power that makes life just very weak, power that makes life like if it's packing up. I command that tree of non-achievement, tree of infirmity, hear the word of the Lord. I command you to be uprooted by fire. This tree of infirmity is one of the major tree of non-achievement, one of major tree of the plantation of darkness, one of the major tree that makes life very terrible. I command this tree of non-achievement right now, this tree of infirmity, to be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. This tree of infirmity, make the bones weak, make the bones weak, make the muscle weak, make every system very, very weak, incapable of doing what he ought to do. I command you, tree of infirmity, hear the word of the Lord. I command you to be uprooted. Be uprooted from my blood. Be uprooted from my vein. Be uprooted from my destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak right now to every tree of infirmity. Right now, hear the word of the Lord. I command you, be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. When there's a tree of infirmity, in fact, the fellow will not be able to explain what he's going through. He will not be able to explain what is even passing through. If they give him or give her a medicine to use, he will use the medicine and nothing will happen. Because this is deeper than the kind of a thing that medicine could address. It is a spirit that is locked down in the life of someone. But as we pray today, the Bible says, every tree that the Lord has not planted shall be uprooted by fire. The Bible says, a stranger shall hear me and shall obey me and run out of their close places. Today, God shall fight your battle. God shall destroy this plantation of darkness in our lives and our family in the name of Jesus Christ. This tree of non-achievement makes somebody to be constantly sick. He will be sick constantly. He will be off and on hospital, off and on using drug, off and on not getting himself at all. He will be sick today, be normal tomorrow, be sick today, be normal tomorrow, be sick today, be normal tomorrow. It is more deeper than that. It is the tree of infirmity. But today, that tree of infirmity shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. This tree of infirmity drain finances. This tree of infirmity make life very weak. This tree of infirmity makes someone not to be able to do what he ought to do. But I pray today that as we challenge this tree, it shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says the axe has been laid down to the root. Every tree that does not bear fruit shall be hewn down. We command this tree of non-achievement to be uprooted today in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready now. We have prayers to pray. Very, very aggressive prayer. We are praying this 7 aggressive prayer to uproot the tree of infirmity. They uproot the tree of infirmity. The tree of infirmity also make life miserable. It makes somebody not to be able to achieve the purpose of God for his life. So when you are having the tree of infirmity, the tree of non-achievement will be operating. The tree of limitation will be operating. Because this one and network together. But today, the Almighty God will uproot them in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready as we pray. And you shout loud and clear. Say this prayer loud and clear. Every seed of not achievement in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of non-achievement in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of non-achievement in my blood, in Jesus' name. Say every seed of infirmity in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of infirmity in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of infirmity in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of infirmity in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of infirmity in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of infirmity in my blood, in Jesus' name we pray. You will shout this one loud and clear. Thank you, Father. Every hidden covenant of infirmity in my blood, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant of infirmity in my blood, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant of infirmity in my blood, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant of infirmity in my blood, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say inherited infirmity troubling my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Inherited infirmity troubling my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Inherited infirmity troubling my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Inherited infirmity troubling my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. Say any evil tree growing in my life be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil tree growing in my life be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil tree growing in my life be uprooted by fire In the name of Jesus, any evil tree growing in my life, be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout it loud and clear. Say, bondage of infirmity, assigned to waste my money, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of infirmity, assigned to waste my money, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of infirmity, assigned to waste my money, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of infirmity, assigned to waste my money, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, spirit of infirmity, in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of infirmity, in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of infirmity, in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of infirmity, in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of infirmity, in my blood, in Jesus' name we pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, witchcraft judgment affecting my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft judgment affecting my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft judgment affecting my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft judgment affecting my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. Father, we thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this bottle of oil. We thank you for this bottle of water. We command the fire of deliverance to enter into this material. We command the fire of healing to enter into this material. We command the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to enter into this material. Both the oil and the water shall become instruments that break the yoke of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing that break the yoke shall enter into this material. The anointing of instant healing shall enter into this material. The anointing of raw deliverance shall enter into this material. Wherever you use this material, there shall always be instant reaction for deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, get ready right now as you take that oil and drink a little of the oil. Drink a little of the oil and place your own hand on your chest. And you pray this prayer like very well. Say, every evil food I have eaten in the dream that is troubling my life, in the name of Jesus. Every evil food I have eaten in the dream that is troubling my life, in the name of Jesus. Every evil food I have eaten in the dream that is troubling my life, in the name of Jesus. Every evil food I have eaten in the dream that is troubling my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, covenant in the dream that is troubling my life, in the name of Jesus. Covenant of darkness in the dream that is troubling my life, in the name of Jesus. Covenant of darkness in the dream that is troubling my life, in the name of Jesus. Covenant of darkness in the dream that is troubling my life, in Jesus' name we pray. I command every food you have eaten in the dream that is troubling your system, that is troubling your life, that is troubling your destiny, I command the yoke of that food to be broken. I command the assignment of that food to die. I command the purpose of that food to be nullified. I command the power that prepared the food to die, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hidden covenant you have formed in the dream that is now working against your life, may that covenant be broken by fire. May that covenant be broken by fire. May that covenant be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus, take the oil and anoint your head and shout very well as your hand is on your head. Say, covenant of untimely death in my life, break and release me. In the name of Jesus, covenant of untimely death in my life, break and release me. In the name of Jesus, covenant of untimely death in my life, break and release me. In the name of Jesus, covenant of untimely death in my life, break and release me. In the name of Jesus, covenant of untimely death in my life, break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. In Jesus' name we pray. I challenge every covenant of untimely death in your life to be broken now. Let me hear your amen. Be broken now. Verdict of darkness over you. Expire. Expire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Take the oil and anoint your belly button now. Anoint your stomach area as you pray this prayer with your oil touching your navel and your hand is there. You will shout loud and clear. Say every voice from the covenant of darkness, programming infirmity to my blood. Shut up. In the name of Jesus. Every voice from the covenant of darkness, programming infirmity to my blood. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. In the name of Jesus Christ, every voice from the covenant of darkness, programming infirmity into my blood, shut up, shut up, in Jesus' name we pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Evil flow from my Father's house into my life. In the name of Jesus, evil flow from my Father's house into my life. In the name of Jesus. Evil flow from my Father's house into my life. In the name of Jesus. Evil flow from my Father's house into my life. In Jesus' name we pray. I command all evil flow, evil transfer, evil inherited. Right now, evil inheritance inside your life, I command them to be broken and be disconnected. Every evil cord binding you to the evil of your Father's house, every evil flow from your Father's house into your life, may that flow be disconnected, be disconnected, be disconnected. Power that is taking you back to square one, power that is making you to see a dream of seeing yourself in primary school or secondary school, or in your village, I command the power to be buried alive. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Heavenly Father. Take the oil and anoint your hand, and you will shout loud and clear, my hand be released from poverty. In the name of Jesus, my hand be released from poverty, be released from poverty, be released from poverty. In the name of Jesus, my hand be released from poverty. In Jesus' name, we pray. Can you anoint your legs now and shout the same prayer? My legs be released from the bondage of darkness in the name of Jesus. My legs be released from the bondage of darkness in the name of Jesus. My legs be released from the bondage of darkness in the name of Jesus. My legs be released from the bondage of darkness in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, you will need to anoint your center. The center of your room, anoint the center of your room, anoint also the lintel of your apartment, the lintel of the entrance of your apartment, also anoint the center of your room. When you anoint them, you read Numbers chapter 23 verse 23, Luke chapter 10 verse 19, Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. At the same time, you also read Psalm number 27, Psalm number 91. Read all these scriptures. When you read them, you now anoint the place. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Just take the blood, take the oil, and command the oil to become the blood of Jesus. And anoint all these areas. All evil presence and evil energy shall disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout this prayer where you are anointing them. Say, evil energy, evil presence, evil personality living with me in this house, manifest yourself and die. Evil energy, evil presence, evil personality living with me in this house, manifest yourself and die. Manifest yourself and die. Manifest yourself and die. Manifest yourself and die. In the name of Jesus. That's what you are going to say. And you will begin to see the release of that apartment from the grip of witchcraft. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The power oppressing you shall be buried. you just notice that the oppressing force will disappear completely. The power constantly feeding you in the dream will disappear, because that apartment will become no good area. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for what you have done. We pray that all the tree of infirmity shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I will continue with this tree of infirmity tomorrow, so that we can dig more into it. And the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Can you bring out your 12 prayer requests? Write your 12 prayer requests down and always hold it in your hand. If you don't have it, place your hand on your chest. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are God of wonders. You are God that never fails. You are God that remains the same. We pray right now that these 12 prayer requests shall be touched by heaven, shall receive the endorsement of heaven, and immediately right now, the hand of God shall come upon this prayer request, and all the 12 prayer requests according to the will and purpose of God shall be answered fully in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I stand against every witchcraft injunction against anyone here. I command that witchcraft injunction to be broken completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Power that say you can't go far. Powers that say there's nothing you can do. You can't go further than this level. I bury that power in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that is destroying your potential, any power that is wasting your virtue, any power that is wasting your efforts, I command this power to be buried alive now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke of darkness in your life that is making life difficult, I command the yoke to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Your marriage shall be favored. Your destiny shall be favored. Your life shall be favored. As many of you looking for fruit of the womb, Jesus Christ of Nazareth will visit you by power. And the angel of the Lord will bring your children. There shall be manifestation of twins and triplets in your life. I told you, prepare yourself. 2021 is your year, and so shall it be. All those who have not married, the Lord will settle you this year. You will experience marital settlement in the name of Jesus Christ. All those with turbulence in their marriage, I command the fire of God to enter into your marriage. Jesus shall visit your marriage, and all the turbulence will disappear. And there shall be joy, there shall be peace in your marriage from today in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are suffering under the torture of any witchcraft power, I command your release in the name of Jesus Christ. Your business that has been battered with, that your business shall receive resurrection power in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate what you have done. We pray that you do more. And as many that listen to this broadcast, their lives shall be transformed. Their lives shall be released from bondage of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare today to favor you. I declare this week to favor you. You shall encounter destiny helpers in the name of Jesus Christ. Your frustration shall be destroyed. Your frustration shall be removed. Your rejection shall be removed. And God shall visit you with testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you, and it's well with your destiny. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, you can get across to us on the number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. God bless you in Jesus' name.